This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Said, how can a young man today get rid of addictions and pornography and so on and so forth? This is, of course, a very widespread problem that a lot of the youth are facing, right? Normally, we advise with a number of things. Number one, يقول ابن القيم رحمة الله عليه in his kitab, الداء والدواء. الداء والدواء, which is called the spiritual disease and its cure. There's even a book, I put it on my Twitter yesterday, الشيخ جمال الدين عثمان from Nairobi. He one time mentioned this in a Q&A, and this is a book that I love. I always like to go through it. So then we posted it. It's in English. It is one of the best books on this topic that you will find. Aslan Sheikh ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi wrote this book as a response to someone who asked a question about a sin that they were going through, right? And he said in the question that if I don't find a solution, it will destroy my dunya and akhirah. Hatta Sheikh Abdul Zakh used to teach this in the haram, right? And wallahi, it changed my life, it changed my perspective and how I look at people's problems. So in it he says, وَمِنْ أَنْفَعِ الْأَدْوِيَةِ right? الدُّعَاء. From the most beneficial of cures is what? الدُّعَاء. In your sujood, قِيَامُ اللَّيْلِ, when you wake up in the last third of the night, you make sincere dua, Ya Allah, help me get rid of this sin. Right? Second thing is, I advise you to read this book. It talks about the consequences and the effects of sins. Right? It talks about the consequences and the effects of sins. Number three, you know, they say it's one thing identifying the problem, it's another finding the solution. First, we have to identify the problem, right? And part of finding the solution is, what is causing me now to fall into this sin? We should get a pen and paper. I normally tell the shabab, get a pen and paper, write down the sins that you have, and then next to it, write what is causing the sin. What is the reason that I'm falling into this sin? Is it maybe because of a phone? Is it maybe because I'm alone all the time? Araft? What is the reason? A lot of the time is because maybe it is Instagram, maybe it is TikTok. Wallahi, some of these apps are problematic. It is the root cause for pornography addiction later on. It starts off now, you are following a lady, right? You are following some of these celebrities, these okhakhawan. And then you want more. Khalas, after you got bored of it, you want something more intense. Then he moves on to what? That which is free. Free pornography. And then when he's finished watching all of the videos, then he starts paying for it. And then it destroys it. What is causing me now to fall into this haram? I have to identify it. Does that make sense? It might be that we have to get, for a period, we put away this phone. And we use the... what do you guys call the Nokia? They call it the trap phone, huh? In the UK, yani the one that the drug dealer have. Kabambe. Huh? Kabambe. Kabambe? From the UK. Where in the UK? London. Barking, huh? You already know the trap phone, huh? They have the trap phone there, the Nokia. You know the one that we used to have as a snake? Huh? You need to have that for a period of time. If it's maybe because you're alone, الشيطان أقرب إلى واحد من اثنين. Shaitan is closer to one than two, right? So try to maybe move away from being alone all the time. Be around people, go to the masjid, try to busy yourself with something. I always advise the shabab against living alone. Wallahi, living alone is a problem. Huh? Shaitan is very close to you when you are alone. So we have to identify, يعني هو على حسب, it varies from person to person. What we also advise after that is every time you fall into that sin, go make wudu and then pray to rakat every time. If you do that every time you fall back into that sin, it's only a matter of time that you get rid of the sin. إِنِّي عَلَمِ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ خَيْرًا يُؤْتِكُمْ خَيْرًا. If Allah sees that goodness in you, He will give it to you. Does that make sense? Show Allah that you really want it. Even if you fall back into the sin, No matter how many times, يقول ابن يقول الإمام نووي ولو ألف مرة, even 1,000 times, keep returning back to Allah. Right? With the dua, with everything else that I said, inshallah ta'ala, it's a period of time. Psychologists, they say it takes maybe, what, 21 days? Right? اختلفوا يعني. 21 days, maybe 25, 30 days that you stay like this without the phone or without that thing that is causing you. Read that book, it's on my Twitter. I put the link. So الدعوة الدعوة الجواب الكافي. And inshallah, you will overcome it, بإذن الله.